The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Take your protein pill. We're going to see what's happening in the world. Now, I'm not going to have time to cover what's happening in Israel today. But I'll tease you for a program possibly tomorrow. Maybe Friday. I believe that we are presently viewing another CIA operation in Israel. The One World Order is doing everything possible to remove Benjamin Netanyahu once again from being the Prime Minister of Israel. And the reason I say that is because things don't just happen unless the United States is involved, especially in the Middle East, especially with Israel. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, is he going to be the prime minister who delivers Israel to the unipolar New World Order? I don't believe he will be. I believe he's doing everything he can to protect Israel and the Israeli citizens from America's hegemony, America's plan for occupation of interplanetary craft, Israel. I'm just presenting something to you so that's in the back of your mind, just waiting for to be watered so the thought can grow. This administration, I'm not talking about Joe Biden. You know, there is a ventriloquist, Jeff Dunham. Most of you who are elderly have heard of him. He has one of his puppets, or one of his, hand puppets, called Walter. Walter is a Joe Biden lookalike. And Dunham, you know, operates Walter from behind the scenes. Well, Walter, or we know him, a.k.a. Joe Biden, is somebody has a hand in his life using him as a puppet. So Walter, a.k.a. Joe Biden, who is using this individual? He and those around Joe Biden, their intention is to eventually occupy Israel. Their intention has always been to occupy the Middle East. They initially were looking to occupy via Iraq, which we are there, but Iraq still too far to the east. They need to move further west. Syria was the next objective, but Bashar al-Assad has hindered the unipolar globalists from occupying Syria. But the globalists, the center of what they would like to do, really, realistically, is Israel. Also, not just Israel, but to bring in a spiritual new world order, a spiritual one world Antichrist government, Jerusalem as the most holy place on the face of the earth is their objective. Israel as a nation, Jerusalem as the objective, and the place where Christ was crucified and where the Holy of Holies was during the time of King Solomon. They need the holy, the most holy places of the earth. That is in the city of Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. Benjamin Netanyahu, is the individual interfering with their plans. The unipolar world order are using the Palestinian issue, using supplying, supporting, financing Hezbollah and the other terrorist groups, ISIS, ISIL. We created ISIS. And behind the scenes, we are funding the Palestinians, and the money that ends up in the Palestinian Authority goes to buy bullets, bombs, munitions, intel. So Benjamin Netanyahu is the Donald Trump of the Middle East. CIA, the Praetorian Guard of the globalists, are going to attempt to remove Benjamin Netanyahu, and I believe they're already attempting it presently. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Life Choices. We are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
you. We are your friends. Calling occupants of interplanetary.
And as I go on, the two new PSYOPs, a continued plan by those who are trying to destroy and trying to minimize the truther movement. Two PSYOPs. The first, which began right after 9/11 to discredit truthers, Flat Earth. The Flat Earth, if you research it, you go back to the beginnings, when it began, you will see it is a psychological operation, a PSYOP against the American people who were truthers, to discredit them, to portray the truthers as a bunch of weird, strange idiots. Secondly, and this just so happens to begin to gain momentum once again before the election, and a lot of this Flat Earth thought is with the conservatives and with the MAGA types. Secondly, is the, once again, the government releasing information about what happened in Roswell, New Mexico, aliens, now all of a sudden before the election, as we head to that election season, it is once again raising its ugly head. And this is also something that will destroy and is meant to destroy by those who are not even really realizing what they're doing. They're pushing to expose the matter of aliens, whatever you want to call them. I call them, from the Bible perspective, they are demons. They are demons. And I guess we have some kind of an alert. Maybe not. So anyhow, two PSYOPs that are going to gain momentum once again. And this will once again divide the those who would consider themselves to be truthers, non-conspiratorial type of people who really investigate. But don't think the government wasn't involved, and don't think that NASA wasn't involved in the Flat Earth theory. NASA was very involved. The government always is involved in things of this nature. Pardon me. And then, once again, the American people must know everything about what happened at Roswell and the aliens, and the government knows about aliens, and the government is talking with these aliens from other planets. PSYOP. But I'm not saying that these entities are not real. They are real. There are these dimensional powers. They go from the other dimension into our dimension, into a spiritual world, back to a physical world, back and forth, back and forth. But I'm just saying, at this point, at this time, once again, you're going to have these two PSYOP programs released upon the conservatives, the Democrats, the libertarians, or those who are liberal, they'll laugh. They won't pay any attention to it. But we, in the MAGA world, in the conservative world, it's what we do. All right. Now, I just felt to present this. I don't want to get into it. I didn't really prepare for it. I've been thinking about it, considering it, viewing it. And I decided to just mention it today. There is no flat earth. And I don't care what kind of Christians out there are talking about and believe in a flat earth. They don't know the scripture. They need to keep their nose out of what they don't know anything about. Today, as we're doing this program already, I think they finished the first day, and President Putin pledged there's a African continent is becoming one of the pillars of a new multipolar world. Russia will do everything in its power to help it prosper. Multipolar world. Multipolar world. This is a term that is with us forever. This is out of RT.com. Yesterday, Russian Vladimir Putin, President Vladimir Putin, will open the second Russian Africa summit in Petersburg today. Only five African countries will not be represented at the summit. There is a high rate of participation. 49 African governments are going to be represented in one way or the other. This is massive, and you're not going to hear much about it on mainstream news. This is massive. These nations have basically made the decision to begin to work with the BRICS nations in their economies, in the future, in their trade. Another 17 countries will be represented by deputy prime ministers, but 49 countries are going to be represented. Now, Egypt is pushing for a new economic order with Russia. See? There's a war taking place, not just in Ukraine with bullets, but there's a war taking place with dollars, with yen, with yuan, with rubles, with rupee, with Dutch marks, Deutsche marks, not so much as with the other currencies. Russia and Africa, they've enjoyed a partnership since Soviet times. But in Cairo, Noran El Sheikh, a professor of international relations, he told the RT on Thursday that it's time and we should now push for a new economic world order. What he's saying is, he's got to be careful, a non-petrodollar economic order. The dominance of the dollar in the world global finance system, which was put in place in the U.S. after World War II to rule over the world economy, is unprecedented. And it was. But it's important for Africa to liberate ourselves not only from colonization, but from a new form of colonization, which is called a unipolar world. It's a globalist world. It's a one new world order. It is a Luciferian Illuminati world, a world full of secret societies that worship Satan. She says, from the dollar, we need to form a new form of colonization free from the dollar, from SWIFT, from all the other measures which pose many difficulties for our cooperation. El Sheikh said that a shift away from the dollar and euro will encourage our cooperation and urged for more Russia-African trade to be conducted in national currencies. She says everyone would benefit, and they would benefit by gaining independence from the Western financial instruments. Touching upon the Black Sea Grain Initiative, the professor claimed that African nations didn't benefit from the deal. This is true. The grain that came out of that area that was supposed to go to Africa ended up in Europe. This is what these criminals do. So it ends up serving the interests of the European countries and the other rich nations, but the grain never reaches Africa, where the people are just surviving barely. All they need really to continue to survive is food, grain. Then, in order to liberate Africa from the despotic U.S. dollar or colonization, President Putin yesterday signed into law the creation of the digital ruble, which is able to bypass the U.S. dollar in international transactions. Russia has taken the lead to attack America's economic world hegemony. China is with them. China's involved. China's on board. Putin signs a law introducing digital currency. This implies an additional form, or this, I'm sorry, Putin signed a law on the introduction of the digital ruble, the creation of a corresponding electric platform. The document is published on the official portal of legal information. I've been for the last previous 3 days talking about this world coin, talking about the IMF, this new BRICS currency, CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currencies. Well, Russia is ahead of the game, on top of the game, in the curve. It will be possible to carry out transactions with new monetary format using the digital ruble platform, a special information system. Under the law, the Bank of Russia is the operator of the platform. According to the document, the digital ruble will be used as a means for payments and transfers. The law does not provide for the possibility to open a bank account using digital rubles or to obtain a loan in digital rubles. Under the law, all persons who are not operators or participants in the digital ruble platform are not allowed to use the phrase digital ruble platform or any derivative words and expressions in advertising. So this is what's happening. The multipolar world nations are moving forward with their alternative to the unipolar World Economic Forum digital currency. Then the International Monetary Fund, they come out, this was today, and here's what they say. Crypto assets should not be granted the status of official currency or legal tender, the Monetary Fund has argued. The International Monetary Fund has strongly recommended against granting cryptocurrencies the status of official currency or legal tender, citing the need for stringent regulations. In a report issued this month, the IMF argued that a comprehensive legal foundation that would address both private law and financial law aspects is essential to effectively regulating crypto. For all those that are crypto fans, you have an enemy. You have a big enemy, the International Monetary Fund. This is another one of America's strategic economic centers, or what are they called? Agencies that control everything. Empire refuses to give up any control, lose any power to anyone, to anything, especially to the multipolar world nations. There is a war, another front, the economic front. There's a front in Ukraine with bullets and bombs, and now digital currencies. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KHNC, or call 800-948-8229.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
And I'm going to continue with the ruble. President Putin, again, after signing into law the digital ruble to design to aid in the creation of a new multipolar world free from socialist Western colonial tyranny. Immediately upon that, the Pentagon announced another security assistance package for Ukraine worth $400 million, including air defense and anti-tank missiles. What this means is inflation. If there was no war, if there was no conflict in Ukraine, there would be no inflation. You would, for the most part, it would be to some degree manageable. But this also is a statement by our government that we are not going to stop the campaign to oust Vladimir Putin as the president of Russia, to destroy Russia, to the objective is to move American power into the area of Central Asia. Because if we can't do that, the rise of China as a continued global power will not end. China is at the same time working with the nations below Russia to the east of Russia, diplomatically, economically, the One Belt Road, the Belt and Road Initiative, to continue to take the old the trade route, which was called the name escapes me. It is the One Belt Road, the road that Marco Polo took to go to China. That is continuing to grow, or they're continuing to modernize that road and move further to the west. This is a threat to the United States. The Silk Road. The Silk Road is now a gold-plated Silk Road. China has access to Central Asia and to Western Asia. And this is a threat to America. This is a threat to the New World Order. Because this, as China moves west on the land, it becomes a threat that America cannot dismiss. Russia, if we, America, if the globalists in Europe, especially England and the United States, can be successful in breaking Russia economically and militarily, we basically can move into, we think, into Central Asia, and from there we can control the largest region of ground area, land area in the world. It won't happen. It's not in the Bible. We will be very powerful on our own continent, and we will try to expand internationally, which we have done to a great degree, but no, we will not, America will not control the world outright in the concept behind a new world order or a global government. That will not happen. America will never have a global government. One government ruling all the nations and peoples of the world. That won't happen. Obstacles? Russia, China, nations in the Middle East, nations in the Southern Hemisphere, in South Africa, and in South America. The nations of the world are polarizing with the BRICS nations against American interests, against British interests. I can't say that the European nations are 100% in agreement with British American interests, because these nations have basically been tied to British American interests since World War II, and they're tired of it. They want to be free. They want to be released. That's in the heart of man, to have freedom. And these nations, the people of these nations in Europe, want to be free from American control, America's wishes, America's culture, our culture especially. Then you have, presently, Russia is now meeting with the African nations, and in Asia, China has been meeting with all of the Xi Jinping, more specifically, has been meeting with all of the Asian sisters, excluding India. Now, yes, Russia and China are working together in direct conflict toward the unipolar West, America and all of its satellite, the Five Eyes nations, many of the European nations and the NATO nations. China and Russia they're not in protest, they're at war. And a year and 5 months ago, roughly, when China and Russia made this agreement to work together on for the best interests of their countries and for the interests of the other countries that have been bound to America's World Bank, they made an agreement, and they at that time stated that henceforth China and Russia, and China's really taken the lead, will be the nations to set diplomatically, they will be the center of all diplomacy internationally amongst most of the major nations or the major group of nations in the world. They won't set policy basically for the United States, Canada, England, some of the European nations. But in Africa, in South America, Central America, in the Middle East, and in Asian countries, they will be the countries that will have the most impactful negotiations and diplomatic agreements with all of the rest of the non-unipolar world. They will be the nation that are going to set the tempo in the future, and they are doing it. And American people are not aware of it. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, 'cause my door painted white with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. Work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
I'm doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. That's what he does. And it's what they do. What do they do? It's what they do. Evil. We need the highway patrol to get after these criminals. So this matter of a multipolar and a unipolar world, it will never go away. This is the big war in the world today. The big wars are always fight over finance. Who controls the bank accounts of the nations? This is the big war. And in the Bible, it talks about this big war. A unipolar global system in the West, Five Eyes nations, the center of Antichrist control in the future. I don't ask you to believe me. Just remember. Then the Bible says there will be an alternate system. It is called the multipolar world nations who free themselves from American petrodollar control, who will begin to free themselves from American world hegemony through the policies of this new world, or the one world order that came into existence after World War II. The Bible says there would be two world orders, not just one, but in the years before Christ returns, two world orders, a uni and a multipolar world order. And even as we read the black and the white, see, the American government is paying attention to the agreement between Russia and China on February 4th, 2022, just about 20 days before Russia was forced to invade Ukraine to take out the Nazi element. Just before that incident where Russia moved troops into Ukraine, Russia, China made an agreement. They together will work to fight the New World Order, the one world government. And they are doing it. Now, the United States Institute of Peace. Now, what I've been saying, you may agree with, you may disagree with, but this is the United States Institute of Peace. Here's what they have to say about this. In competition with China, the United States should double down on multilateralism. To address global changes, Washington should remain committed to the international order it played a vital role in designing and maintaining. When did they design it? Before World War II. When, they were maintaining it after World War II. Against the backdrop of renewed great power competition and an emerging multipolar world, it's their own words, and an emerging multipolar world, this is why Russia is together or meeting today. They just finished the first day of negotiations or meetings with 29 African nations. This is huge. Then China, just in the last two, 3 weeks, the last month, China, Xi Jinping, has been meeting with all of the Asian representatives west of China, there around Kyrgyzstan and that vicinity, then down around Myanmar and Indonesia, with about 10 countries down there. And then Russia, China has been meeting in Africa. China and Russia are busy. Competition and an emerging multipolar world. It is critical, crucial, that the United States prioritize its engagement with multilateral institutions, including those in the United Nations system, as China looks to supplant the U.S.-led rules-based order, Washington, and the lead-based U.S. rules order, U.S.-based, U.S.-led rules-based order. What is that? It was the order after Germany surrendered. We made up an order, a rules-based order. This is the way the world is going to... This is what we see. The world is going to go along with our itinerary. That's rules-based. Whatever we want, we own the basketball court, the basketball hoop, and you're going to go along with our rules-based order. In a nutshell, Washington should foster better relations with developing nations and emerging powers, particularly those in the global South, South Africa and South America. Even as the U.S.-China rivalry intensifies, Washington should avoid putting countries in a position where they must make zero-sum choices. How can Washington do this? This was July 19th, 2023. Again, this is out of the United States Institute of Peace. This was roughly 7 days ago. So they're on the move. They realize the big threat. The big threat is BRICS nations, BRIC partnerships with other nations. What is the answer? The answer lies in a multilateral order Washington designed and has led since World War II. While minilateralism is all the rage in international politics these days. We have to go back, go to a break. We'll be right back.
Education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer but the fool on the hill.
And the ventriloquist Jeff Dunham, he has one of the puppets, Walter. Walter is the old bald-headed guy that looks just like Joe Biden. And so Joe Biden has another alias, or Walter has an alias, Joe Biden. Going back to this, I'm not going to be able to get through this topic again, but the International Institute of Peace, or the American Institute of Peace, is saying that the United States Institute of Peace is saying that the United States needs to engage in stopping this multipolar nonsense. So, in other words, they call it minilateralism, and it's the rage in international politics these days. And it's, they say that the United States should avoid excessively relying on these smaller blocs or these non-essential small countries which cannot take the place of multilateral organizations because some of these small nations don't have the power of an IBM economically or in influence, and may alienate non-aligned countries. The foundations of the multilateral system are based upon norms and laws established and influenced by the United States, with China expanding its influence in that very system and intending to mold its future. It is vital for the United States to proactively engage and outcompete an authoritarian China in the system the United States designed. So, there is a war with multilateral, multipolar world countries, multipolar world. And who's at war with it? The United States. Minilateralism. So, in other words, insignificant little flies that we need to squash will go into their countries, execute their presidents, overthrow their governments. We will financially sanction them into oblivion. And if that doesn't work, well, we'll change their weather patterns so that they'll have no seasons of harvest. They won't have a growing season. They won't have a harvest. Basically, this is what empire does. It's what we do. And finally, within this country, many, many, many people, thanks to the not President Joe Biden, are beginning to realize and see the big picture. So, for today, I'm going to have to call it a day. We'll have to stop for visit. But I was going to say, I keep forgetting, for those that might want to help me with this program, The Present Truth, every Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. If you would like to financially support me and help me, well then, if you would send whatever, I don't know how, but with checks, make everything payable to me, to Rick Rodriguez. If you make it payable to KHNC, it just confuses things. And Joe asked that I just have everybody send checks in my name, Rick Rodriguez, to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. So, if you'd like to support me. Anyhow, we'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. We'll see what's going on and talk again tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.